Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezras Hashem, BPJ number 93. That's Bais Pnimi Joint Share, share number 93. We're in the book Setting a Table for Two. We're in a chapter called The Legs That Hold Up a Table. The principles behind it. And we're in the middle of number five, which is called Create Your Own Reality, which means that there's always something significant and meaningful that you can do to bring forth a more positive response from your husband or wife. And before criticizing others, you look inward. And the next nakuda of that is to act, not to react. Which means that you should be good to your spouse even when he or she is not cooperating. And not because he or she deserves it. It's possible that they don't deserve you to be good to them based on their behavior, but it's because you're what you're supposed to do, because Hashem commanded you to behave that way. This is the biggest side in life, where you do not dictate your life based on your moods, but on what Hashem wants you to do. And you break that link between your spouse's behavior and how you respond. From now on, you act the way Hashem wants you to act. In other words, make it a point that your actions are completely and solely based on your desire to improve your marriage, in with the knowledge that that desire is in your control. The way you behave is in your control. That is what it is. The way you once responded may have been left to instinct or reflex. Your spouse behaved badly towards you. You responded back. But not again. You have a choice now. Not to respond reflexively. Not to respond mida keneged mida. You were, I'll say it just the way it is. You were a jerk to me. I'll be a jerk back to you. No. That's a recipe for failure. Put an end to that silliness of that hamster wheel, that circle that goes around and around and around, and say, I'm taking responsibility. There's a famous quote here he quotes, quote by Viktor Frankl, Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl, one of the most monumental, influential books in this century. Man's Search for Meaning and his other books. And someone's interested, they could WhatsApp me, I could give more information. But he said the following, a famous line, between stimulus and response, there is a space. In that space is our power to choose our response. In our response lies our growth and our freedom. That's his quote. Basically, he's saying that there's a stimulus and it stimulates us to react a certain way, but there's a space of time. Could be a couple of seconds that we have free will. Learn how to use that space. When your spouse makes a stimulus and reacts a certain way, instead of reacting right away back, take that space of the 5 seconds or whatever it is. Don't squander that opportunity. Don't jump to a reflex reaction. Don't jump to responding without thinking, like you always reacted in the past, but take those few seconds now, even though you feel, let's say, anger or defensiveness, you be conscious and strategic and consider your options. There's a saying that says, don't just do something, stand there. It's the opposite of what people say. Don't just stand there, do something. Here's the opposite. Don't just do something, stand there. You stand there. Your husband or wife acted rotten to you, said something really stupid or insensitive. Don't just do something now. Stand there. Give yourself that 5 second, 10 second pause. Ask yourself, you're very upset, naturally. What course of action will this translate into now? What is the key to long-term success? What would an adult do? What would a confident adult do? What would a compassionate, loving, mature adult do? What's the best way to behave? Yes, my husband or wife just yelled at me for no good reason, called me even a name. How would I behave to build the integrity and vitality of that? That kind of response means you're basically exercising your power to choose your own response. And this has nothing to do with reflexes or instincts. It's becoming a servant, a faithful Eved Hashem. And you do this and you practice this. This is a life-changing thing. And principle number 6 sounds very strange, but this is what he says. Become an actor. Become an actor. Sounds like fake it, but in reality, it's a healthy faking it. Hashem basically is saying that if you act with self-restraint and self-control, it's not going to kill you. Your mood or your feeling is that you're upset. You want to act upset because you're being genuine. I'm upset. Now, later we'll talk about that when you're really legitimate upset about something, there's a time and place when you're calm that you could have a discussion later in a calm way. But while you're upset and while you're angry, no. Otherwise, you get trapped in the same dance as before with the reflex attitudes, and that's not healthy. So Rav Avigdor Miller says this. He brings it down from In Awake My Glory, paragraphs 963 and 1161. You're going to become an actor or an actress, which means that sometimes you have to call upon to transcend yourself, step outside of yourself, speak in a way that you would if you were already that better person. He puts in here in italics, I'm going to say it now, listen carefully. Behave now, if not completely sincerely and wholeheartedly, the way you sincerely and wholeheartedly wish to behave now. That is not disingenuous. That's not dishonest. That's not fake. A lot of people, the Yetzer twists this around, say, I want to be genuine with myself. I'm not going to lie. You know, they bring down with the Shvatim, Echa Bepev, Echa Belev. You're misinterpreting that whole entire realm of things. That's different. Why is it different? Metz Hashem, if Khan listens to the Shir Bez Hashem, he explains why that was different than this. We're not the Shvatim. When there's something upsetting us, what it means, Echa Bepev, Echa Belev, means that at some point, yes, you could express it with truth what's bothering you. That's the way we have to learn from that. But in the moment, we're not the Shvatim. This is not their realm. But in the moment when we are being triggered by a negative behavior of our spouse, it is the best thing to fake it, to be an actor, to say, I want to pretend that I am above this already, and I will behave and speak accordingly. You access the best part of you. You access the most developed part of you. And even if it's not fully developed, you pretend because you want to be that, and it's not pretending anymore. When you are smiling at somebody, when you feel terrible inside because there's stuff going on in your life, that's a hurricane. But this person needs your smile and you give it to them. That's not fake. That's real. You're going to say to yourself, that is fake. I feel rotten inside and I'm smiling to this person. And Hashem's saying, nothing doing. You're being real. Hashem is saying in this matziv, your smile will help this person smile. So it's real. When you have a negative thought, keep it to yourself. An angry thought, keep it to yourself. A complaining thought, keep it to yourself. A pessimistic thought, keep it to yourself. It's not going to kill you to keep it to yourself. Now, again, disclaimer time, because you have to know the balance. If there is unresolved issues of needs not being met, of your spouse always being hurtful to you in their words, and you need to address it, there is ways to address it. Where you sit down, you learn how to talk. Sometimes you do it together. Sometimes you need an outside person to go to together. So we're not talking about burying under the rug. There's no burying under the rug. But in the point of anger, the point of the contention, there is not the time to expand on it. Here is the time to keep it to yourself. Let it pass. And that's what needs to happen. The Chaim Salvava says, we talked about the smile for a moment. He brings down in Parishas, he says, joy on the face, even when there's sadness in the heart. Tzalasei befanav, I think, ve'evloi belibai. And you internalize this, and you work through this. Eric Hoffer, he quotes it again. Again, he's a great, great author. Non-Jewish person, not even educated in the formal college way. He was a blue-collar worker most of his life, poor man all along, but he had a wisdom. So he said that pretense is often an indispensable step in the attainment of genuineness. It is a form into which genuine inclination flows and solidifies. Here is where you need to be what they call a faker, but it's not real faking, it's real. This is what the Mesillas Yesharim talks about in the Chinuch, right? Let's talk about the Mesillas Yesharim for a second. Pnimius ma'ireres es achitainius. The reverse of that, sorry. Chitainius ma'ireres es apnimius. If you feel lazy, how do you overcome it? Act not lazy. Get out of bed quickly, even though you feel lazy like anything. You force yourself, you get out of bed. You force yourself to exercise. But I'm being a phony. No, you're not being a phony. It's what you really deep down want to do, and right now you're just not there yet. That's real. When you smile, like our example, someone came to the Rebbe over and also said the same thing. It was a young woman. I'm not a nice person, and I'm very bothered by that, and I know I have to be nicer, but I'm not a nice person. How do I become nicer? And she answers, be nice. And didn't understand the question. The Rebbe answered, be nice. He says, what do you mean, be nice? I'm not nice. I'm not a nice person. So he said again, just be nice. And then she wasn't comprehending. And she said, what do you do for a living? She's a waitress. She serves the food, takes the orders, and brings it from the kitchen. So he says, okay. So with every customer going forward, you're going to smile. How was your day? How can I help you? Be cheerful, encouraging. And she tried it. She tried it. And she became a nicer person. Even though it could be very, very well that the first 6 weeks of doing this, she felt, you know, even she was in a bad mood and she didn't like the way the customer talked to her. Oh, you jerk, you know, in her head, you idiot, you this, you that. Whatever was going on in her head, she said, never mind what's going on in my head. I'm going to act nice. How are you? How could I help you? And ultimately, the genuine feelings came in. You're a miserly, stingy person. Help somebody and you will change internally. You will change internally. The Chinuch says it a different way. This is in Parshas Bo'i. It's a famous one. It's on the we're talking about the breaking of the bone of the Karban Pesach. And he also says that that the machshavos, the thoughts of a person, are nimshach, are drawn from the pu'ulos. And I don't have the exact lashon in front of me, but look it up in Parshas Bo'i, in the mitzvah of not breaking the bone of a Karban Pesach. That basically, that it's your actions that, by doing that, that changes your thoughts over time. You're not nice now, you be nice. The same thing, I think, Stephen Covey, he wrote a book called Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. And he said somewhere over there, I don't love my wife, I don't love my husband, whichever way it was, it doesn't make a difference, it goes both ways. What should I do? I'm not in love with them anymore. I used to be in love with them. I'm not in love with my wife anymore. I'm not in love with my husband anymore. So that's he's talking to the husband. So he responds, so love her. And he doesn't comprehend. He says, I don't. That's the problem. I have always had these feelings, this connection. And now I don't have it anymore. I don't love her. So he answers again, love her. He says, but I don't. And he couldn't comprehend what he was saying. Finally, I had to explain to him, you don't love her, you're saying? You don't have the feeling? Love her. Which means, in simple English, you behave in the way of an act of love and the feeling will ensue. And even if it does not right away, you mekayim that mitzvah of ahava, and you are loving your wife that way. A husband loves his wife every time when he does a task, pulls out the garbage when it's raining outside, because so that his wife shouldn't do that. Or he goes out to work, even though he knows it's not easy, day in and day out, to provide for her and the children, but to provide for her too, to give her what she needs. That's an act of love. You think along that mindset, it's not an emotionally loving experience, so what? That's loving your wife. When a wife is not in the best mood possible, but she knows it's important to connect with her husband intimately, that's an act of love. It's even a bigger act of love when she is, quote unquote, not in the mood. And the other way around too, because it does happen very often the other way around as well, as surprised as many may, listening to this may be surprised. Happens a lot the other way around too. Where the wife really wants to be intimate and the husband is either wiped out or zoned out, and he's not in that mode. Love her anyway. And be intimate, whether you're in the mood or not in the mood. The mood will come afterwards. As much as the Torah values thoughts and feelings and your machshavos, and it does, hirurei aveira kashim aveira, meaning that the thought is the shayrish of everything. It's the most powerful. But in practical life, Hashem is telling us, maisa, maisa, maisa. Act. Act. You want to be nice? Be nice. Act nice, no matter how rotten you're feeling. You want to love your husband or your wife, even though right now you resent them to who knows what? You love them by acting that way. You act that way. This is not fake. This is real. Don't say it's opposite to what you're feeling, so you're not being true to yourself, quote unquote. There's a famous nonsensical romance novel movie type of thing. I'm not true to myself. Forget about being true to yourself. Hashem wants you to do acts of love, and the feeling will ensue. If you feel the opposite, you break through it. This is what a havas chinam is. Havas chinam doesn't always come easy. You deal with sometimes difficult people. So you'll have certain feelings that will hold you back. And Hashem is saying, so what? Step one, do the chesed. Smile. Mood, not mood. Do it. Break through it. The hergish will come later. V'haftas Hashem, the same thing. You act loving towards Hashem. Think about His greatness. And Hashem will give you the matana of the hergish later. And Hashalom Bayis, may Hashem help the same thing. You keep on behaving the way Hashem wants you to behave. Speak in the way Hashem wants you to behave, to speak. And even though it's not aligned yet with your thoughts, feelings, or emotions, that will come over time. And a big bracha will take place. Bracha natzlacha.